Sicily, walk by the shore of the warm grassy sea, talking once more neath a swan-bosomed tree, those castles, Tourelles, those bustles where swells each form bell of ermine, they roam and determine what fashions have been and what fashions will be, what tartan leaves born, what crinolines worn. By Queen Thetis, Pelisses of Tarletin, blue like the thin bladed leaves that the castle crags grew, or Velour da Fronde on the water god's land, her hair seen gold trees on the honeysill sand, where the thickest gold spangles in deep water seen were like twanging guitar and like cold mandolin, and the nymphs of great caves with hair like gold waves of Venus wore Tarletin, Louise and Charlatine, Borgia's daughters, and the nymphs of deep waters, the nymph Talione, Grisi, the Ondine, where played it Victoria and thin Clementine, like the crinoline waterfalls. What nymphs wear bonnet shawls, elegant parasols, floating are seen, the Amazons wear balzerine of jonquil, beside the blonde lace of a deep-falling rill. Through glades like a nun, they run from and shun the enormous and gold-rayed rustling sun. And the nymphs of the fountains descend from the mountains like elegant willows on their deep barouche pillows in Kashmir, Alvanda, Barège, Isabel. Like bells of bright water from clearest wood well, our elegance favoring bonnets of blonde, the stars in their apiaries, sylphs in their aviaries, seeing them spangle these and the sylphs fond from their aviaries fanned with each long fluid hand, the Monto Espanol mimic the waterfalls over the long and the light summer land. So daisy and lily, lazy and silly, walk by the shore of the warm grassy sea, talking once more neath a swan-bosomed tree, those castles, Tourelles, those bustles, Morels, of the shade in their train follow. Ladies, how vain hollow! Gone is the sweet swallow.